overcoming recruiting and scholarship barriers. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 120. Well, we're in the final day of a seven-day series on the recruiting funnel, how to get from the opening of the funnel all the way to an athletic scholarship. It gets a little tighter as you go along and a little more competitive, and we're talking about that this week. Hopefully you found this helpful. We're really digging in. I'm John Fugler, by the way, athletic scholarship coach. I'm your host of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm also an author, a speaker, a dad of two scholarship athletes. And this whole idea of a recruiting funnel is something you need to get used to. And if you've listened over the past few days, then you are used to it. I'm going to be talking about overcoming scholarship barriers, recruiting and scholarship barriers in this episode. I'll also have a golden nugget for you at the end to close out this series. I've given a golden nugget at the end of each show. But as we get into this day seven, you know, we've talked through the whole process of the funnel and how to get from jumping into the funnel all the way to final school choice. Listen to the past episodes to hear the info and the advice, the counsel along the way. But, you know, sometimes somebody throws rocks or sand in the funnel and they stop it up and you're not going anywhere. And it gets kind of frustrating and it's unexpected because this is the real world. And that's what happens. The recruiting experience is not linear. It's linear, but it doesn't progress, you know, upward chart there kind of thing. You have some drop-offs sometimes, up and down. And hopefully as you move along, you can see a general pattern of progressing upward. Yeah, it's linear because it's step by step. But sometimes you're going to have barriers. You're going to have roadblocks. You're going to have bumps in the road. Expect those. Don't get discouraged. Know that they're going to happen. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to prepare for those. And I'm going to give you seven barriers and how to overcome them. That's simply where we're going in this episode, which is sponsored, by the way, by the new RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship System, which I'm loving the response. Thank you for those who have already purchased. In this opening week, grand opening, you've encouraged me, and I want to encourage you through this process, because everybody who purchases between now and November 10th gets a free bonus, and that is a complete comprehensive review of your intro packet, your introductory email, your player profile slash resume. I want it to be spectacular. I want it to be just right before you send it out to coaches. As a free bonus, you're going to get my review. When you're ready, you send it to me. If we have to talk it over, we will. If we can do it all by email, we'll do that. I will critique it, and I'll help you out. And that's for anybody who purchases between now and November 10th. You can get the RecruitMe system at recruit-me.com/system. recruitme.com/system. Let's dive in to these barriers. The first one is I can't get noticed. I mean, that is pretty big out there. That is the number one barrier people are facing, athletes. I can't even get a coach to notice me. They don't even know I'm out there. What do I do about it? If you go back to the first episode in this series, you'll know that I said, you've got to take the initiative. You've got to promote yourself. And what I say to athletes, to families who are just waiting for something to happen, don't wait around. Do not wait around. Be intentional. This is a tough, tough market. It's hard. Scholarships, you can earn one. If you're a talented athlete, you can earn one. I believe you will, but it's not going to happen by just waiting around. And that's the number one reason that athletes don't get noticed. Talented athletes. Maybe not the best on the team or the best in the state or even the city, but talented athletes where there's money out there for you, you can't get any because you can't get noticed. And that's because you don't take the initiative and you're not intentional. In the RecruitMe system, I really drill down on that. And that's an understanding that we have to have together before you'll step into this, that you got to be willing to work. You got to be willing to go after it. I don't mean you have to be a mad dog, but I'm just saying you got to be willing to take the initiative and do the work if you really want that athletic scholarship. And in the recruitment system, I show you how to do that. Not just at the beginning, but all the way through the process. There's things that you do all the way through the process in taking the initiative and being intentional that will get you recruited and will get you a scholarship if you're a talented athlete. And that's what this whole system is about. And I believe in it. It works. And I caution you from waiting around. So that's the first one. I can't get noticed. Second is this. Second obstacle, second barrier is I'm isolated, or I go to a small school, or I play on a poor team. So those are actually three obstacles, but they're all related. So you're isolated. You're in a school that is never gets seen. Nobody ever comes to the games. You're never going to see a scout there. You'll never see a college coach. Perhaps you're in a small school. It could be in a major metropolitan area, but it's small, and you're thinking nobody's going to notice me. Or maybe you're on a poor team. You're saying coaches aren't going to be coming around because they're not. They want to recruit good players on good teams. So I'm going to break all these myths for you and this obstacle on how to get around it. I want to tell you about Brent. Brent was a ball player who had his sights set on playing at one of the best schools in the nation. And he had the talent to do it. He went to a small school in a small town. It wasn't on the way to anywhere. It was a destination spot. Did Brent end up playing at that school? Was he recruited by that top, one of the top schools in the nation for his sport? Yes, he was. He was. Small school, isolated, small town, all these things that you think work against you. That's not the case. It's a myth. Brent went ahead and he pursued. He didn't wait. He pursued. He went to that school. I believe he went to one of their camps. He showed them video. He did a number of things that put himself in front of those coaches in that program. And he got recruited and he went there. That example happens over and over again. You need to get out of your own area and go after these schools and coaches and put yourself in front of them. So that's the second one. The third obstacle, the third barrier that you need to overcome in recruiting and scholarships is this. Athlete, you might say, well, I'm shy and I'm kind of scared about this process. And I understand that. You should be nervous, maybe a little scared if you're just jumping into this. It's a big man's world and you're moving up. The scholarship thing, it can make you nervous. So that's okay. No problem. You're shy. You're an introvert. I understand that too. I'm an introvert. I love being behind a microphone because I can't see any of you. I'm here alone in this room, in this studio. So this is great. A lot of radio DJs, by the way, are shy. If you ever went and met them in person, they do great when nobody's around. So I understand you can be shy. I was shy as well, even more than I am now. So here's the solution. Here's the way to overcome that barrier. Work together as a team. Parent and athlete working together. You cannot go through this alone. Even if you're not shy or scared, you can't go through this alone. Teamwork is absolutely essential. I cover this in the system, in the Recruit Me system. I go through this in the video. I go through this in the manual about how the parent has a certain set of responsibilities and the athlete has a certain set of responsibilities. Athletes, you need to concentrate on your schoolwork and becoming a better athlete. Parent, you need to do some of the behind-the-scenes work, the admin, to make this process move along, some of the tracking and those things that help you stay on top of it all. Need to divide the responsibilities. That will encourage you. You may want to get together with other parents and athletes and encourage each other. Don't go through this alone. You're not really competing against each other in most cases. What are the likelihood of you wanting to go to the same school for the same sport for the same position? Not very likely. You can help each other out. If you're shy and scared, work together as a team. I'm a big fan of that, that this is a teamwork sport of recruiting. Fourth, what is the fourth barrier that you have to overcome in recruiting and scholarships? It's confidence. Confidence. You may underestimate how talented you are, athlete. Parent, you probably overestimate. That happens, doesn't it? But confidence, and maybe parents, you too, or you kind of, this is a new world. You don't really know how to navigate the recruiting process, so I understand that. So confidence can be a big deal. Confident that you can actually get a scholarship. That the funds, the money, are they really out there for you? Are you going to find a coach and coaches that will recruit you and offer you money to play your sport in college? Well, they just offer you money to go to school there, and then you play your sport. They're not paying you to play, right? So the solution to this is that if you're a talented athlete, parents, if your son or daughter is talented, and you believe that you can compete at the next level, at the college level, then have confidence that you can do it. You need to really believe that, if it's true. Now, I'm talking about all the options you have out there, not just Division I, but there's Division II, there's Division III, there's NAIA, a couple divisions there. There are options far greater than what you might be thinking about right now, where you can compete and get a great education. You need just to find out, where do you fit in that? Are you a D1 caliber scholarship athlete? Are you D2, D3? That's where you got to figure it out, where your fit is. And if you are talented, I believe, and I've seen it over and over again, that you can receive an athletic scholarship. There is money out there for you. If you follow through on these steps we've been talking about, if we follow through as we talk about all week long with this recruiting funnel, how do you move through the funnel? It's not natural. You should actually picture the funnel inverted, upside down, where the big part's on the bottom and you're working your way up, you're climbing up through that funnel to get to the top. That's more realistic than just saying, I fell into the funnel and I'm on my way to a scholarship. You got to work at it. But have confidence that you can compete at the next level. And that's what I instruct our families, walking through the step-by-step process in the RecruitMe system, the new system, by video, by audio, by digital. It's a multimedia approach, and you can really own it better that way. The fifth obstacle, and you may really relate to this if you're just jumping into the recruiting process, and that is, I don't know where to start. Is it too late? Is it too early? What do I do? Do I send a video? Do I start calling around? And if you've listened to the past episodes this week, then you know that I tell you start. One of the first things you want to do after you have your list of schools is to put your intro packet together. This is the way you shake hands with coaches. You let them know who you are, what your the high points and talents that you have academically, athletically, and also personally. That intro packet is where you start. That's the groundwork. It may take you a couple weeks to put the documentation together. It's your email, intro email, as well as the resume. And as I mentioned earlier, your intro packet, I will do a comprehensive review. I'll go ahead and look at it, work with you on it, so you have the best intro packet that you can present to coaches. This is your handshake to them. So when you purchase the RecruitMe system, the new RecruitMe system, I'll do that if you make that purchase before November 10th. So that's really key. So that's the fifth thing. I got a couple more that I want to share with you. And then a story that is powerful, that illustrates some of this for you, a real life story of an athlete. And then again, I got that golden nugget I want to share with you as we close out the week. But I want to tell you a little bit about my story. When we got done with our kids and they received athletic scholarships, it was a big relief for us. It was really joyful. I got to tell you, it's exhilarating. When you get to that point, you are going to be on cloud nine, and you should be, because you've worked towards it. And we were too. It was a relief to have that done and know where they're going, then move on in life and get ready for that next chapter in their lives. Since then, thousands of families have used the system that came out of that with our twin sons. Yeah, twin sons, both at the same time, both made it through and got fully paid educations at the school of their choice, playing the sport they love. And the RecruitMe system was born out of that, and it's been refined and developed since 2002. Well, it came time in the last couple of years where I said, I got to update this. There's something missing. Parents have been communicating with me, some verbally, some non-verbally, that there's something missing. I needed to update this. And so what I did is I took the learning process and realized that people learn in different ways, and it takes more than one touch point to walk people through the system. Those who walk through it all the way were successful, but a lot of people dropped out because they kind of lost heart or lost interest, number of reasons. But what I did is I took video, audio, and digital, and together, that's the new RecruitMe system. You get to watch these videos I teach you personally. You've got the manual. You've got the workbook. You've got other auxiliary resources as well in there. College coach interviews. Other interviews that I've done that will help you at certain points along the way. And other resources, digital resources, that will be extremely helpful for you to walk through the process. In fact, I believe that this, if you want the quick road to recruiting, and I'm not saying this is quick and easy, but it is. This is the quickest way, because you're not veering off the path. You're staying on course. I make sure you do. I send you every 2 weeks a follow-up email to make sure you're on course, because I want you to get there. I'm available to you, and we walk through this together. If you want to get on Coach's radar within 30 days, this is the way to do it. If you want to be shown how to walk through and how to do the recruiting process, rather than just reading about it, then you'll get it in the new RecruitMe system. If you want to know exactly what to do every step of the way, this resource is it for you. The best digital tools at your fingertips in the new RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship System. Bottom line is this. If you want to get an athletic scholarship, this is a system that will take you all the way from wherever you are right now to the finish line, all the way through the recruiting funnel. It's inexpensive. You may have heard me talk about that this week, seen it in the emails, checked it out on the website. Some services and consultants charge up to $5,000, definitely $2,000, maybe $1,000 to get their help. But I believe, and for the last nearly 20 years, that you can help yourself to an athletic scholarship if you're equipped. And the new RecruitMe system equips you for just $97. $97 a month? No, one time, and you get access lifetime to all the resources. And I'll be adding some along the way, here and there, and making them available to you. You just log in and use those. You've got videos in there that you can watch repeatedly. It's everything you need. Go check it out, okay? It's all listed out at recruitme.com/system. recruit-me.com/system. Through November 10th, I'll also do that comprehensive review for you. Let's go on to the final 2 points on overcoming barriers for recruiting and scholarships. And this one is, especially for the introverts like me, I don't know what to say to coaches. So a coach calls you and it can rattle you, especially the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth time. And the more you want to go to that school, the more you want to say the right thing, you get nervous and you hang up and you say, "Dad, I really blew it." That's okay. You can blow it. Permission to blow it. However, there are ways that you can overcome that so that you're prepared. One, you want to write down your bullet points. There are certain things that coaches standardly will ask you, and you'll see that. So you want to go ahead and write down the bullet points of what. If you have questions for coaches, write them down. Maybe carry a 3x5 card with you, or put it on your phone somewhere that you've got a few questions that you can ask the coaches. And if you know that they're going to be asking for stats or how's the season going, how's school going, write those things down. These are like easy questions to answer. Yeah. But when you're on the phone with a coach, it's like, oh man, your mind just empties and you don't know what to say. So that'll help you. Write down your bullet points and then you'll know what to say to coaches. And keep them handy, okay? Then the final thing, before I get to this encouraging story, final thing is, it's too hard. It's too hard. You say, I have seen a lot of information out there online, which you can. You can get tons of information out there. That's one of the curses of the internet. Too much information if you're trying to do one specific thing, because you have too many choices to make. You don't know what's good and what's not. So that's one of the reasons it just gets so hard. You're flooded, or you don't have enough information and you just don't know what to do. Another reason it can be hard is you go through the process, and you're excited at the outset, but it gets a little more difficult, or you run into some of these barriers and maybe you get discouraged, or maybe a coach says something to you that really hurts. These are things that are hard. But how do you overcome this? How do you overcome that barrier of it's too hard? And it's this. You continue to walk step by step through the process. And for years, I've been working with families on this, and when they do walk step by step, they get to the finish line. You may feel emotionally down for a couple weeks. Stay on the course. Walk through it, step by step. Don't stop. Don't veer off. Don't try something new. Do what works. And what I have for you, as we've gone through this whole recruiting funnel, the things that I've told you work, and go step by step. You may have to slow down at certain points, pull yourself together, but stay with it. Stay with it. Step by step makes it easy. It really does. I've got all the written materials. I got the videos. I got the audios for you that will help you through the process. And if you're saying, I just want the free stuff, that's fantastic. That's fine. And go back and listen to each of these podcast episodes in this series, because all the steps are there. Just write them down and stay with them. Be tenacious. Do what works. And these things really do work as you go through the funnel. This story. I heard from a dad. His name is Lou. He said, I want to thank you for the attention my son is receiving from many colleges, mainly because of the Recruit Me program. I followed it step by step. Exclamation point there. I just mentioned that. It's important that you do that. Starting the winter before his sophomore season, within weeks of mailing to approximately 45 schools, most of them replied back. My son was just invited to junior day at a D1 university. They only invited 8 prospects and their families. Grades are huge. The better your GPA and SAT, the more schools you can academically be accepted to. My son is a good enough athlete to play in most places, but he's just an average student. Every day, I can't wait to get back home and check the emails. Thanks again. The point of this isn't that Lou and his son are just contacting coaches, but they're doing it in a certain way with the right materials. And that's what we lay out in the new RecruitMe system. And you can follow it and see great results. In fact, we call it the RecruitMe way. I've shared the RecruitMe way with you this week in this podcast series on the recruiting funnel from prospect to scholarship. Go back and listen to those. And if you want to purchase the system, I invite you to do that. I really do. If you need to talk to me, my phone number is on the website. If you need to email me, my email is there too. You may want to just check me out before you purchase, and that's fine. I'd love to interact with you. And thank you. A new golden nugget for you. One last nugget as we close this series. And that is, be honest with coaches. Shoot straight. Shoot straight. But don't talk dollars out of the gate. Got to earn their trust. So you want to be honest with coaches. You want to let them know what your situation is, what your needs are, and they should ask you. You want to ask them questions that are direct. And at some point, you're going to have to talk money and find out exactly what they're thinking. You got to do that eventually. Don't do it right out of the gate. You got to earn their trust. This is a relationship. The money conversation may be the hardest one that you'll ever have with them. But at some point, you got to know so you're not flying in the dark and you're working with reality. I advise you, start early in being honest with coaches before you start talking about the money. Shoot straight. Ask them for their evaluation. Be ready to listen to things you don't want to hear. But this is a way you narrow down your choices. You narrow down the road to where you'll go as the best fit school for you. Well, thank you for joining me in this full week, 7 straight days of the recruiting funnel. I've enjoyed it. I actually got recharged doing this. I didn't know if I'd be able to survive 7 straight days. Thank you for surviving as a listener, and I sure appreciate you. If you have any questions, email me, as I mentioned, john@recruitme.com. There's also a link in the show notes, so make sure that's there. And I wish you the best. We're going to go back to a weekly podcast, which will help me out a little bit. And we're going to continue to help you out as you pursue that scholarship road. God bless you and have a great day.